side of global surveillance. How aware are we of Pegasus spyware? Mr. Mike Abolais, a specialized security service investigator we had on the show a couple of weeks ago. Mike, good afternoon.
Awesome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks for joining us. Mike, this sounds very worrying. Pegasus spyware, the dark side of global surveillance.
Yeah, but, you know, we as specialist investigators, and please don't crucify me and be upset, we in a way agree with that to prevent crime and to sort out crime and to deal with crime. Let me put it to you this way. If you're doing nothing wrong, you wouldn't mind anybody just say, listen, let me have a look at your phone and see if you're busy planning a kidnapping or a rape or a child molestation or human trafficking or selling drugs, etc., etc. So, unfortunately, the human race has come to a point where, and we see it. I've been doing this work for 40 years. And believe me, in my younger days, it was something small that would upset the whole neighborhood if somebody were to steal a handbag. Today, it is the norm that your handbag will be stolen and your car and you within it and you taken, all your money taken out of all your accounts with all your digital electronics. I will call your bank manager and tell you to pay everything over, otherwise they'll shoot you, then rape you and murder you and dump you in a hole. That's the level of the criminal intent and the crime level that people and well, organizations and armies, as we see everywhere around the world, is going to. You know, nowadays, war doesn't go without other atrocities as well. But it must be in the hands of absolute responsible authorities. And that's why I don't have a problem with it. But this spyware, I know what your next question is going to be. I'll answer it.
Mike, from the perspective of safety of kids, women, your possessions, absolutely yes. But I'm going to quote from the Mail and Guardian. They are saying that Pegasus is not just a powerful piece of software. It's now the global landscape of cyber surveillance, where technology is increasingly weaponized for political and diplomatic gain. Now, that is dangerous.
It is, and we're not going to stop it. AI and everything else is eventually going to take over. You know, we see all these movies and we think, yeah, it's cute and it's funny. But the human race is trying to create itself. It's trying to be God. It's trying to be creators. So it's trying to clone, basically, the better me. The better themselves, to do all the things that he wants to do without sweating and without going through all the trouble, getting his hands dirty, etc., etc. So me making me just so much better, stronger, fitter, and everything else. And eventually even trying to move my soul and my spirit into that item. And that's what the movies and all these things are about, and that's what the human race is steering about. And we see so many robots and roboting going around, and as you've said, there's so much technology and digital and electronic devices and communications. Let's just consider what we have now, just your smartphone. Can you live without it? You try and live without it for a day. You cannot. You literally use your phone to go where you drive just to see what the traffic is like. You see when there was load shedding, when is there going to be power or not. You make decisions via your finances, your business, school kids arrangements. There's just, you cannot think on a thing that you would do like you've done it in the past, where you walk barefoot a distance to your neighbor and give a message. Today, it's become using the toilet that's the closest. People are lazy and using the technology that is so expertly created that you can do everything and anything with it, that you don't have to move. And we see it. You that's listening, you're going to burst out laughing now. You go into a restaurant where families spend time together. What do?
They're on their phones. Yeah. You're not even having conversations anymore.
There is no conversations. My 14-year-old, I have to threaten him, bribe him, intimidate him, and that's me, Mike Borlase, of all people, just to get him away from Xbox. So, you know, the kids, the people, they're all into it, and unfortunately it's going to take over. There's nothing that's going to stop this.
Mm.
So if we speak of Pegasus, Pegasus is the, and it can even become better in future, but is the most incredible software technology there is. From here where I am, even if your phone is off, if I have the software, I can put it on and I can see exactly and hear exactly what you do, even if your phone is off. And it infiltrates your phone and it sees every SMS, every WhatsApp, any and every move you make. If you put it in the house, it hears everything. It films from the back or the front. There's just nothing it doesn't pick up. And Israel is the if not the most dangerous nation in the world with many things, but specifically with this. And they, in my opinion, does use it responsibly. And it is a very and extremely dangerous. And they use it in, as you've earlier on said, in weaponry warfare.
Hmm.
But if this ability spreads to the public, say to a billionaire, he buys it, and he's crooked, and it becomes around and available to everybody else. Then anything God creates for good, Satan will use for evil. People will use it to see where other people dress and undress, where people are naked, where there's something sexual going on, and you know all the private stuff, and then do sextortion, extortion, and extreme extortions. So then it's being used for and especially to move people for your own gain or for your own benefit. If that were to come out, which I don't think it would, but then I would say this is it. It should be destroyed.
Now, Mike, the problem that I have is nations asserting their influence / dominance at the expense of human rights and privacy. So you literally have authoritarian regimes that suppress dissent and resistance. Now, apartheid Israel is guilty of committing a genocide. They've killed thousands of innocent people in occupied Palestine. They developed the Pegasus spyware. Now, this becomes extremely dangerous when we're looking at dissent and people opposing oppression. They used the British pension fund to develop this. The U.S. pension fund was also used to develop this. I'm all for technology making our lives easier and the fact that it's irrevocable, change is inevitable, etc. But not the rate at which the Zionist entity and apartheid Israel is using it. That becomes a bit too dangerous, because if we look at the scale of destruction that they're executing using Pegasus, it certainly doesn't warrant what they're using it for.
Their opinion, if I take Israel for instance, their opinion, and me and you can, from on the periphery and from the outside, can only in some way, and all the listeners as well, have information, but not complete information. So I would say each one has his opinion of information that he or she has, and therefore this can fuel hatred and extreme emotions and uncertainty and then statements that is being made. But the full and complete information of exactly what is really going on, because the Pegasus and other warfare devices and machinery that is available nowadays, which is much more physically destructive and more dangerous, has been coming a long way, like the nuclear weapon and so many other cluster bombs and weaponry and drones that nowadays is available. All these things were all contemplated years ago. The Pegasus is not new. It's something that's been on the market. It's just evolved into a much stronger let's say, spyware as it is today, but it's always been there to track and trace people. And these devices will be used by other countries if they are under the impression that they are under threat or that they're in war. So if, say, for instance, any other country, let's just take Ethiopia, if they have been working on this technology, they will use it. If South Africa had this technology and ability, unfortunately, our country has one of the weakest armies there is. So if they were to have all of this in their hands, I can tell you, it's not a surely they will. They will use it. In whatever the world would say, they will use it. And that's America and Britain and everybody else. So we on a level, me and you as citizens in a country, and so many millions others as well. But we are unfortunately under our governments, which will make decisions on their level, which we don't have the maybe the complete and full picture. Because the narrative is not necessarily what the media says. We know that all. And the narrative is not always necessarily what we hear on WhatsApp groups and what is said amongst people. The absolute factual decision making is far from us. We don't really know and why that's done. But the fact that they use it, we're not going to stop, my friend. It's going to become worse. It's going to become worse.
I agree. If we're using it for good, why not? But in as far as apartheid Israel is concerned, they are committing a genocide using Pegasus. And I mean, we cannot condone that because they've literally killed and critically injured over 200,000 innocent people. So that doesn't make sense and that cannot be condoned. So to use Pegasus from that perspective, there's no way that we condone it. But if countries want to use it to jack up on their state security, etc., and improve lives and conditions for their citizens, yeah, absolutely. So be it. Mike, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. And we must just pray. I don't condone any war. I can tell you now, I'm against any form of whatever people against people, but we unfortunately will have to prepare ourselves and we ask God to protect and bless us. And
Amen.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
At the Voice of the